to manufacture the products for our customers towards the end of the March, which continued till May 2020. In the start of May 2020, we partially resumed our operations, which gradually increased in overtime after adhering to guidelines issued by the governing authorities. I will now speak on what we are doing to navigate through these challenging times. First, during the lockdown, we had swiftly moved to work from home model. We also provided training to employees in multiple functions to enhance skills and improve productivity and extended our support to the workforce financially and mentally. Now, after the ease in lockdown, we have restarted offices with limited workforce. While operating, we have ensured to follow all required measures to ensure safety and security of all our employees. As our lockdown has eased, our customers are meeting the pent-up demand from end customers. Since the lockdown was announced during end of March, which also appears to be the peak season for us, the dealers had already stocked up inventory, which they are liquidating now. We are seeing signs of consumer demand revival, but yet
the conference is now being recorded
on scenario and how it will pan out. We have been able to meet our orders with sufficient raw materials in hand. Also, we do not foresee any impact on manufacturing operations on account of unavailability of raw materials going forward. From a labor point of view, we are not facing any issues since 80% of the laborers are from nearby vicinity. However, we have curtailed the number of employees working at all the offices and manufacturing locations at a time in accordance with the guidelines issued by governing authority. On the cost control measures, all the cost heads are being reviewed with increased focus on improving productivity and rationalizing the costs. Strict monitoring on fixed costs has been implemented to improve operating efficiencies. As per our responsibility towards the nation, promoters have contributed 11 lakhs each to the Prime Minister Relief Fund, and our staff has contributed 2 days salary of April month 2020 as a support to fight this pandemic. Promoters will take 50% salary cut for 3 months, May, June and July, and our staff has also contributed in terms of salary revisions to support the organization in this difficult time. On the working capital side, our working capital days have improved from 54 days in FY19 to 37 days in FY20 due to improving collection efficiency, better inventory management and better trade terms with our suppliers. However, there may be impact on receivable cycle from customers going forward due to overall impact on liquidity position of the companies across the countries. Having said that, we do not foresee any major risk of receivables given the high quality of customers and strong balance sheet of Amber to support operations. We are also in constant touch with our key vendors and working with them to mutually partner each other in such unprecedented times. Now, let me take you through the opportunities we foresee in coming years. First, one of the biggest positives in this challenging environment is the acceleration of China Plus One strategy. Many companies are showing the intent, even strongly, to reduce their dependency on China to develop an alternate and reliable source of supply. With humble pride, we like to say that Amber will be their preferred choice of vendor. Few brands who have been importing from China have approached us and now talking actively. Second, another opportunity we see is that various initiatives are taken by government under vocal for local and being self-reliant to boost the local manufacturing. We believe under this initiative, the component industry ecosystem will be created to support domestic manufacturing and reduce dependence on imports for components and finished goods. Third, even when we say this, our customers are optimistic on the future outlook of the industry growth and long-term potential. Fourth, we have continued our investments in R&D for new product developments and better energy-efficient products, expanding our products portfolio in commercial air conditioning space to leverage and increase our wallet share in existing customers as well as acquire new customers. And we expect the demand revival since we believe that customers cannot hold the purchases over a longer period of time. Now, I'll take you through the impact on COVID-19 on Amber in near term. We believe there will be impact in revenue and profitability for quarter one FY21 as our operations were shut since end of March 2020 and were gradually started in May 2020. The demand for air conditioners in the retail and e-com markets have also been disrupted on account of COVID-19, and therefore demand from our customers have been impacted as well. Considering the fact that the situation is exceptional and is changing dynamically, the company is not in position to gauge with certainty the future impact on its operations. However, the company is confident about adapting to changing business environment and respond suitably to fulfill the needs of its customers. Our strong business model, spread across multiple customers and increased penetration in the HVAC industry, is expected to withstand the weak demand outlook in short term. I will now take you through the consolidated financial numbers. Our revenues for FY 2020 grew by 10% from rupees 1,196 crores to 1,315 crores. Growth from subsidiaries has been significantly up as compared to last year with better margins. FY 2020 revenue stood at rupees 3,963 crores as compared to rupees 2,752 crores in FY 2019, a growth of 44%. Our revenues from room air conditioners has increased by 39%, and components and mobility applications business has increased 52% for FY 2020. Components and mobile application business now contributes 39% of our overall revenues as compared to 37% of FY 2019. Our volumes for Q4 FY 2020 stood at 1 million units. FY 2020 volumes were 30.28 lakhs as compared to 21.16 lakhs in FY 2019, a growth of 43% YOY basis. We are happy to report that we have clocked in a volume of 3 million plus units for FY 2020. Operating EBITDA for Q4 FY 2020 stood at rupees 119 crores as compared to rupees 108 crores in Q4 FY 2019, up by 10%. Operating EBITDA for FY 2020 stood at rupees 326 crores as compared to rupees 213 crores in FY 2019, up by 53%. Operating EBITDA margin for FY 2020 stood at 8.2%, an increase of 50 bps on YOY basis. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 63 crores. PAT for FY 20 stood at rupees 164 crores as compared to rupees 95 crores in FY 19, up by 73%. FY 20 PAT margin stood at 4.1%, an increase of 70 bps as compared to last year. We have not taken benefits of lower tax rates since we have accumulated MAT credit in our books for standalone entity Amber and Elgin. However, lower tax benefits have been availed for the other subsidiaries. We have, however, restated the deferred tax liability as per the new revised tax rate, which has a positive impact on our Q4 and FY20 PAT. Our net debt on consolidated basis for 31st March 2020 stood at rupees 246 crores. With prudent capital management policy, we have been able to bring down our working capital days from 54 days in FY19 to 37 days in FY20. Our return on capital employed are on an improving trajectory. ROC for FY20 stood at 18.5% as against 14.5% in FY19. ROE for FY20 stood at 15.1% as against 10% in FY19. Now coming to subsidiaries update, our mobility business segment has not been sharply impacted with COVID-19 pandemic. Strong order book and due to the tender-based business, we do not foresee any loss of revenue in this segment. Might be there will be some spillover in revenues. FY20 revenues for Sidwal, which got consolidated in number for 11 months, as it got consolidated on 2nd of May this month, this year, stood at rupees 226 crores and EBITDA stood at rupees 63 crores. Q4 FY20 revenue for Sidwal was 65 crores. With healthy order book in hand and increasing metros and air conditioned coaches being manufactured, we are confident on the growth outlook for Sidwal going forward. Revenues for PICL stood at rupees 184.5 crores for FY20 and rupees 57 crore for quarter 4 FY20. increased demand for locally manufactured components, product basket addition and customer addition has increased the share of business among customers. EBITDA for PHL stood at Rs. 11 crores with EBITDA margins of 6%. Revenue for ILGIN stood at Rs. 325 crore in FY20 and in EVER revenue stood at Rs. 297 crores in FY20 with an EBITDA margin of 5.6% and 3.4% respectively for FY20. Quarter 4 FY20 revenue for ILGIN stood at 92 crores and EVER stood at 83 crores. With increasing efficiency and addition of new customers, we envisage an increase of margins in EVER going forward. As the market is moving rapidly towards inverter AC, we are confident of growing our revenue share from ILGIN and EVER going forward. Our constant endeavor would be to increase penetration and increase our wallet share in the existing customers, continuously add new customers and enhance our products with new technologies by focusing on R&D. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to remove yourself from the question queue may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Bharti from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for the detailed presentation. That was really useful. My first question is on the import substitution opportunity for IDUs. Just want to understand how much has it already played out and what proportion of IDUs would currently be getting imported?
So Aditya, thanks for asking this question. And so I will answer it. I'll take you a little bit, about a year back when 2019 budget, government increased the custom duty on IDUs from 10 to 20%. So partially shift happened because of that. And now because of this COVID-19 situation, the remaining IDUs, we are likely seeing that a lot of customers have started talking again who still continue to import despite of custom duty increase. So that is one shift which we are envisaging that it will come in near term from the importer side. On the volume side, how much is getting imported? We do not have exact breakup of how much IDUs are getting imported, but on a value terms, 28% of air conditioners still continue to get imported. So there has been a lot of deliberations to government, and especially after the Atmanirbhar scheme of being self-reliant India, there is a lot of meetings happening at a government level, which we expect that there will be some policy interventions from government side to curb imports. But however, right now, it is only deliberations which are happening, so it may take some time for coming into action. But we are looking into that. But given that, now in companies like us, we are gaining scale as economies of scale are coming. Our capability of being competitive in some models, which we were not earlier, is also increasing. So that we are expecting that at least whatever is getting imported right now in IDUs, in a rough manner, if I would say, at least about close to 2 million IDUs will be still, this is a very rough number. I still need to get through research, proper research, but around in that range should be imported, which can come to India.
Understood. And so when you say 38% of room ACs in value terms are getting imported, this includes the value of components and compressors as well, right?
No, compressors and components are separate because this is exactly finished goods which are being imported.
Okay.
There is, yeah. So components like compressors, some models of motors, some inverter PCB boards, the copper, aluminium, cross flow fans and the valves, they are continuing to get imported.
Thank you. Aditya, we would request you to come back in the queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. Also, we would request the participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Bal Chandra Shinde from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Sir, would like to know, as per the channel check, relatively inventory levels are relatively higher in room ACs. So how our production might get affected, or how we see over next 1 year, because now our base will be relatively also slightly higher than earlier. So how we see the growth prospects?
So you see, as far as post-pandemic COVID-19 situation is concerned, we are all living in a realm of speculation these days. There are various theories which we are listening about: V-shaped recovery, U-shaped recovery, or even a Nike swoosh type recovery. But this is my personal opinion, is that you know, this is one of the products which is a kind of essentials, though government has not declared it as essential, but it is kind of essential product now. You cannot stay without air conditioners. Even while working from home, you need air conditioners. Just in recent case, when partial lockdown in the green zones were opened and air conditioners showrooms were allowed to be operated, we are seeing a very strong demand in the air conditioner segment. I mean, in April itself, there are very good numbers which are coming in. And in North India, especially, there have been some pockets where dealers have reported that their complete inventory has been sold off. So there are two types of inventories remaining when the lockdown was announced. First part is at the dealer's end, and second is at the company's end, and third one is with companies like us. So we generally don't keep any finished goods inventories more than of 24 hours. So on the finished goods side, we don't have inventories. We have inventories in the raw material form of basic copper and aluminium and compressor side. Now, with the heat wave going on, I believe that the inventories of dealers should be liquidated in next 15 to 20 days time. And then partial liquidity of the inventories lying in the warehouses will also get start liquidating. So though it is very, it is very difficult to, in such a dynamic state of, economy today, it's very difficult to give you any number. But my personal opinion is that maybe from, we are seeing some demand has started coming in our factories. We have started supplying on a small volumes, but it has started. So I think by maybe in next 4 to 5 quarters, we should see that the demand will start, the inventories will be liquidated to the levels at which they were used to be earlier, and then the demand will start coming up.
Okay, great. And on the component side, how we see growth prospects? Because there, again, we are adding more and more customers. So there probably we may be able to grow in a much faster way, because there will be likely import substitution kind of a scenario also happening.
Yeah, see, this is the uniqueness of Amber's buffet of products offering. You know, we have components and finished goods. And within components, we have not only one component, we have number of critical components with us. So, component space, we are very optimistic, because post-COVID situation, in China plus one strategy, as well as in the Atmanirbhar scheme of government, there is a lot of positive wave which has started for Make in India programs, even for the domestic companies which were earlier importing. So we foresee that not in the short term, because these are reliability components. If somebody has to shift its vendor base, they have to start the process of reliability. But in the midterm cycle, component will be definitely a very big opportunity for Amber. And I would like to highlight one more point, that we have already started exporting our motors to USA. And we are seeing a lot of positive RFQs coming in, and a lot of demand is there for motors and PCBs and heat exchangers, as well as for finished goods. So the customers which we were just talking from last 2 years,
I have now started actively responding to our communications, and they are also willing to explore this opportunity of during COVID-19 situation on China plus one strategy. So in component space, yes, definitely we are very optimistic.
Thank you. We would request the participant to please come back in the queue, as we have several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers in a challenging environment. Sir, wanted to just delve a little deeper into this component ecosystem that you spoke about, where there's still a lot of components being imported apart from compressors. So how easy or what kind of scale is required that can expand this ecosystem? And my second question would be on the commercial refrigeration space that you spoke about. Where are we in entering into that space, and how quickly can it ramp up?
Sure. So Bhumika, on the component system, industry has been, our value add in India is very little right now. Mm-hmm. And, that is what government wants to intervene with the correct policy measures and force the industry, or maybe provide a nudge to the industry so that the imports starts coming down and manufacturing starts happen. I'll just give you an example of automobile industry in 1999 or 2000. Their value add in India was only 25%. But then gradually, government and the buyers and sellers all put together, they moved hand in hand. And today, about 95% of automobile, whether it is four-wheeler or two-wheeler, is manufactured in India, including the engines and the critical parts. So that wave has started in our industry. And Amber is a very rightly placed industry, because we already have critical components and experience in that, and a strong R&D behind it. So with the move of, Make in India strategy, motors, inverter PCB boards, then heat exchangers, and, these other things like compressors and cross-flow fans and valves, they will gradually start manufacturing in India. As far as your question goes, that how easy it is for somebody to shift. Now, these are, reliability components where some functionality, the final product's performance is dependent on the functionality of these components. So companies who will shift their vendor base to India, they will definitely go through the reliability cycle, which in some cases it takes about 6 months. And in like cases of inverter PCB boards, it takes about a year time, or maybe some time more. So once that is crossed, that milestone is crossed, then definitely the traction of production and supplies will start. This is about the component ecosystem. On the commercial refrigeration space, we have developed our models of commercial air conditioners, not refrigeration. Actually, it is a ductable range from 7.5 ton to 8.5 ton, 11 ton, 12.5 ton. So those, mm-hmm. that range is ready. Because of COVID-19 situation, we were not able to start the production, but we are expecting to start the production of commercial air conditioners in small volumes in the month of June end, or maybe first week of July.
And how large is this opportunity for us?
See, ductable air conditioners is this will be the first time that industry will be going for outsourcing model. Generally, this was manufactured in-house by the brands. So now, because they have tasted good results in outsourcing in room air conditioners because of asset light strategies and other positive things, so they are now. So I think in first year, I don't see that it's a very big number which we are seeing, but on a long-term basis, it is a very big opportunity. So today, if I see of commercial air conditioner space, in total value terms, if HVAC industry is close to about 48,000 crore industry, out of which room air conditioner is only 18,000 crore industry. So remaining is the commercial part. So we are now graduating. With acquisition of Sidwal, we actually expanded our product portfolio in the mobility application. And this part is missing, which is a bigger part of the pie of HVAC. Now we are gradually getting into this. So it's a big opportunity going forward.
Thank you. Bhumika, we would request you to come back in the queue, as we have several participants waiting for your turn. The next question is from the line of Manoj Kohli from Equity Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. A couple of questions. If you look at subsidiary performances, the sales have increased significantly, even on sequential basis. However, gross margins and EBITDA margins have declined on sequential basis. Can you throw some light on over there?
No, gross margins, sales actually in, if you see, I'll take you through subsidiary to subsidiary wise. In Sidwal, there's both increase in gross margins as well as EBITDA margins, PAT margins, and the sales volume. In PICL, we have also, if you see, there's a big jump in revenue as well as the EBITDA percentages and also the gross margin. In Ilgin and Ever, yes, you are right, the sales have not got increased because we gave away some low margin businesses and we changed our strategies for the high margin businesses with the right product mix in that. So sales were not increased, but the EBITDA percentages are getting increased on a year-on-year basis. When we acquired these two companies in 2 years back, the total consolidated EBITDA was only 14 crores in the same sales which they are doing today. But the sales, the EBITDA has now increased in the same sales to close to about 11 crore plus 16 crores. So about 26, 27 crores. So 14 has gone 27. So there's a big jump in the EBITDA just because of the right product mix and the gross margin increase.
Right. So I was talking more from a QOQ point of view. Because if you look at sequential, I was just referring to QOQ performance. So if you look at sequentially on a quarter over quarter basis, our subsidiaries have grown roughly around 20% plus.
Yeah.
And if you look at the gross margins from roughly around 26.5 are at roughly around 23%, and EBITDA margin from 12% plus to 9.6%, if I'm not wrong.
So we'll see that keep on changing, you know, over a period of year, product mix keep on changing. Like in railways, you know, there are components with a 50% gross margin and there are products which have 25% gross margin. And that is all depending on the delivery. So it will vary from quarter to quarter because in some, like in metro air conditioners, there was a tender which was supposed to be there, which got postponed to next quarter. So those kind of things will definitely happen. But you need to see a complete holistic yearly performance. Quarterly, because of product mix, this will keep on changing because I think you are seeing from a percentage point of view.
Right, understood. And sir, Sidwal should be a normal year for us. Are we expecting any disruption for Sidwal as well for FY21?
No. In fact, Sidwal is standing very strong despite of zero sales in April. We are still looking for delivering at least 15 to 20% growth in Sidwal in case we don't get hit by a second wave of pandemic.
Thank you. Anuj, you could request you to come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. Other expenses in the current quarter seems to have moved up sharply. So, and you have also mentioned that there's a Forex element in it. So what is that element, if you can understand? And is it because of that or is there something else also sitting there?
Sudhir, can you please answer this question?
Yeah, so in the current financial year, rather in the last quarter, the foreign exchange impact is around 16 crores on the reinstatement losses. And the same is passed through to the customer in coming future. So that is our business model.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a predominant part of increase in higher 16 odd crores.
Yes.
Okay. And just one more thing. In the current year, if you look at your cash flow statement, well, you've generated a good amount of operating cash flow, but that's really not flowed down to any free cash generation because of the acquisition, because of the capex. And that's also resulted in debt being, largely there. So how should we look at your free cash generation and the capex element going forward in next 1 or 2 years?
Currently, our free cash flow, if we talk about the PAT plus depreciation, is around 102 crores. And it is after the capex which we have done in the current financial year. So, otherwise, operating cash flow generation is around 234 crores. And going forward, since it's too early to say how this current situation will pan out in future, it's difficult to say that what how the current year we will perform. So we need to wait a little bit so that we can come up with the new updates on the business side.
Sure.
But you see, if this is the, you know, this is last year has been a good year for us where we've demonstrated a good free cash flow. And if you see into our debt position, which was there, and now in 9 months, in first 9 months, we had about 325-odd net debt, which has come down to 244 crore. So that's a big reduction there.
Sure. And just last one from my side. Sir, in this kind of scenario, the imports that you were seeing from China, how is the pricing post the crisis? Because China also must be seeing a lot of demand erosion for their exports. So they must be trying to push a lot of supplies into India. So have they cut a lot of amount of pricing and have they become a lot competitive vis-a-vis your cost of production or the delivered cost here?
So right now, you know, everybody is sitting with the inventory. So nobody is buying from China. So everybody is prioritizing that their inventory should get liquidated and then they will start buying. But looking into the COVID situation, whosoever was importing, they had cut down their orders to China. And in case China, you know, come to a predatory pricing kind of a thing, then there are clauses in the Custom Duties Act, which will be enabled to safeguard the Indian industry. So, and looking into the, you know, current situation, in fact, companies have, you know, actually started looking into very seriously towards outsourcing model. Because they have seen that they are left with, and especially the you know, especially coming to India after this whole COVID-19 situation. Because if the importers are facing more blunt due to you know, they were importing and as the pandemic hit, they have complete inventories lying up at the ports, and there are inventories this. But whereas the companies which are buying from India, they are sitting on a leaner inventories. So that is what is actually shifting their behavior towards Make in India buying from India.
Thank you. Abhishek, we would request you to come back in the queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Naval Sage from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning, sir. I have two questions. One, if you can give some numbers or say revenue loss because of lockdown in last 10-15 days of March. And second question, as you stated that inventory liquidation at primary at secondary level has started at accelerated pace. So is it fair to assume that we would be close to last year's number in 2Q, or that would also be substantially lower because of gradual ramp up in production and demand scenario?
Okay, so on the inventory side, Naval, basically, I think that it all depends on how June month's sales goes on in the market. At the, like, if I continue to look at the last 10 days, you know, sales, it has been very, very demand, very, very peak demand, a good demand in the market. And in case the same run rate we consider, then yes, what you are saying is right, that quarter two should be a normal quarter. But in case it slows down because of, like, we are seeing that a lot of states are making a U-turn as far as the decisions of lockdowns are concerned, and they are sometimes they are making it more stringent and in some of the states. So it will all depend on how the state June's sales will go on. In case June sales doesn't go that well as we are speaking at the current run rate, then definitely there will be some spillover of a lack of demand in quarter two also. And what was the second question you asked? You asked about the delta of
volume loss that would have happened loss because of last.
So yeah, so we were at a run rate of about close to about 18 to 19 crores on daily basis when the lockdown happened. So we have lost about 150 to 160 crore worth of sales, which would have generated at least 20 crore more EBITDA, and a good amount of PAT has been lost because of that. Because you know, and this is the reason why you would be saying, because you know, in anticipation of the good demand, the fixed cost and the variable expenses are increased to meet the demand, and that was the position when the lockdown happened. So we lost our profitability also because of the last 10 days.
Okay. And lastly, sir, ETR for FY21, any guidance on that?
Sorry, say that again, Naval.
Effective tax rate for 21, sir?
Sudhir, can you please answer?
Yeah. So effective tax rate for current financial year will remain same. For Amber Enterprises, is around 35% as the last year, because we have still a good amount of MAT credit available with us. And on all the other entities, we'll be shifting to a new tax regime of 22% plus surcharges.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning. Just two questions. One, on the room AC side, to understand is that, you know, since the lockdown started from the mid of March, and there was really very little or no sales all the way till, you know, end April, early May, you know, there was, as we all know, a lot of inventory piled up, and the numbers floating around are in the region of, you know, anywhere in the region of 2 to 2.5 million units. So if A, you could help us understand, in your view, what would that number be? And second, I'm just wondering, even if, let's say, June sales do happen at, you know, the current pace, would that be enough to actually, you know, because now the rains have started going into June and July. So I'm just wondering, when do you really start seeing primaries happen, both from the brands and then also from your side? If you could just help us there.
So as far as the primary is concerned, you know, the lockdown, partial lockdown, unlockdown was made effective from mid of May, and in, especially in the green zones when the showroom started. Yes. So they took about 10 days time to liquidate inventory, and most of the brands have started primary sales. Okay. The secondaries, especially in Delhi, NCR region, and in UP areas, Agra, and we are hearing a lot of dealers who have started buying from the company. So primary sales have started happening. In the month of May, the latest data, I don't know exactly the last yesterday's data, but already about 4.5 to 5 lakh air conditioners have been sold in last 15 days. So because of the heat wave going on. I told you that this is you know, a sort of a essential item which is not categorized, which was not categorized in essential category, but you know, especially in working from home also, you need it and from in offices also. So you are right that close to about in the range of there are various reports which are saying that the inventory is total held up in the range because of the lockdown happened to be about 2 to 2.5 million. But at the current run rate, you know, normally the trade used to carry an inventory of about 1.5 million, out of which 4 to 5 lakhs used to be with the dealers, and remaining used to be in the warehouses of the company. That was a normal size. So if we see a good kind of a run rate basis, the current run rate at what it is going, this inventory will be coming to a normal rate in next just 3-4 weeks.
Okay, that's very helpful. So therefore, the answer to the previous question that you would expect that going into Q2, even your sales would start normalizing. Okay, so that makes sense.
That's right. But that is all subject to how the sales happen in June.
Okay, but do you really think, sir, even in the southern parts of the country, this would sustain? Because we are all hearing of a heat wave in the northern parts, because especially in the west now
See, in monsoon area, once you get one air conditioner in your home, in monsoons you need it more, because you know, the temperatures are humid, this will in fact the southern part of India, you know, the sales continue for at least 9 to 10 months. You know, so we are expecting that yes, it will go down. It will not be at the same pace at what it is in North India, but sales will continue.
Thank you. Ankur, we would request you to come back in the queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. We would request the participants to please limit their questions to give the participant. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So first, a data-related question. in your presentation, you mentioned 2400 crores revenue from RAC and components revenue of 577 in standalone. It will be helpful if you actually give some volume related information, and what was your market share in the fiscal year 20 for complete air conditioners, and if you take the components into consideration, what would be your total market share?
So basically, you know, this 2425 crore of RAC business was at 1741 in FY19. So there's a jump of 39% there. And as we told the volumes already, that from 2.1 million, we have already crossed 3 million this year. So there's a 43% jump in the volumes. In component space, there's a 52% jump from 1,000 to 1,500. So in components, actually giving a volume is doesn't make sense because, you know, different kind of components are there. Number of PCBs, sheet metal, plastic injection parts, motors, heat exchangers. So in that volume doesn't need a value which will matter.
And what would be your market share in India?
Well, I mean, we have now touched to close to about 22% market share of the room air conditioners manufacturing part, because we are not a brand, but as far as the complete market goes, we are there. And we are almost about 55% plus in the ODM category of products, which are outsourced market.
Understood. Could you, second question is, could you talk about competition? Because last year we saw Lille actually in trouble. Have you seen any newer competition coming up? You mentioned your market share is very strong at 55. How do you see that playing up?
No, we haven't seen any new competition coming up because, yes, as you rightly said, that Lille went into a different thing. But as far as Amber is concerned, we haven't seen any big competition which is coming up at the moment. And because of post-COVID situation, I don't think so that we will see it for another 1 year or 2 years' time. And with local production happening, and especially the local Vocal for Local campaign, will certainly help companies like India.
Thank you. Arvind, we would request you to come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just wanted to know the opportunity from exports perspective, given the anti-China sentiment which is there. Have you started seeing inquiries from other countries for room air conditioners?
So in the first week of February, we first time participated in the biggest air conditioning show in US. And the prime reason of us participating was to sense the, you know, market there and to understand the products, because US markets have a different kind of products. They don't run the similar splits or windows what we have. They have a special P-type, P-TAC units type. And we were positively surprised by the response we got. And a lot of companies, pre-COVID situation, were also planning for China Plus One strategies. Now, post-COVID, they have, you know, it has actually strengthened their decision, and they are also talking to us. So we have got a prototype order for some new type of development, which we are doing. And as I explained to you earlier, that already the shipments of motors have started going to US markets, and there are increased demand from US markets. So US itself imports about 2 crore air conditioners annually from China and Thailand. So that is one big opportunity which is, you know, available in the finished goods category. And for the products which are being manufactured in US markets and European markets, majority of them were buying components from China. So as this China Plus One strategies plays well, definitely we will be in a right spot to address that opportunity.
Okay, but do you see this as a material revenue needle mover for you over a 4 to 5 year period? I mean, exports as such in general.
On a long run, yes. There are still disability factors because of Make in India, you know, due to certain reasons, which we have already deliberated to our government. And in case there is some kind of a support given by government, definitely this can be leveraged quickly. But as you rightly said, that in 4 to 5 years' time, yes, we are targeting to be to have exports as a significant contributor.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jeetu Punjabi from EM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jasbir. I think a great performance in the environment. I have one bigger question. When you kind of look at the next 6 to 9 months, so next 6 to 12 months, what would you as a team do differently relative to what you were doing in the past on multiple counts, on the customer count, on the operational count, and on the financial side? Also,
see, there are very different kind of measures which we have taken as far as we are speeding up our R&D activities for bringing up the products which we were not offering to our customers earlier. So that is one part which we are doing. Like we are bringing up cassettes, air conditioners, which was not into our portfolio. There were other smaller window air conditioners which were not into our portfolio. There were smaller tonnages of air conditioners. This is on one part. Secondly, we are really driving, a smart air conditioners drive to give a solution to our customers where, it is like a connected device embedded with artificial intelligence on it, where you can talk to a machine and also you can map it with the Google Maps and start your machines wherever whenever required. So these kind of unique solutions we are offering to our customers. In all room air conditioners as well as in railways also, a lot of data protection mechanisms are being embedded in the railways side. And then on the financial side, certainly there are a lot of things which are happening. As I explained, we have already taken some salary cuts. Everybody is contributing towards that. But not only that, on a longer term, there is a big drive on curtailing down the expenses. And monitoring on the fixed costs is more serious now as compared to last couple of years. So our SLE 50 drive has now been very aggressive, where we are bringing in every penny which is on the inefficiency side. We are monitoring that on this. And then on the raw material side also, we are doing a lot of things in along with our R&D. To map up the bill of material in an innovative way where we can reduce, we can bring efficiencies level. So team is working on cost innovation sides from productivity point of view, from all other parameters like maintenance point of view, HR point of view, purchase point of view, everywhere the teams are working.
Okay, super. The second question is in your path to normalization, one, do you think you'll be back to 80-90% level by the end of the year? And two, what would be the two most difficult challenges in this path to normalization?
Well, it all depends on the demand. As I earlier said that, it's a big kind of a realm of speculation which we are living in. But looking into the potential of our air conditioners segment, I think, and the pent-up demand which we are seeing initially, we should be hitting that number, as you rightly said, of 80-90% number. And the challenges will be definitely, there will be challenges, small challenges. Right now, we are in a short-term, challenges will be different. In the long-term, challenges will be different. Short-terms, there are challenges of, like in some factories, there is a demand, but because of the government regulations, we are unable to get, manpower, complete 100% manpower back to our factories. So we are still restricted to continue with that. So as moving forward in 2 to 3 months' time, I think that will get normalized. So those challenges will get over. And the bigger challenge I also see is, dollar fluctuation. So once we need to be very focused on what way the dollar goes, because still there is a lot of imports which are happening in air conditioners. So these are the two things which we are looking at. And now from June and July months, luckily we are entering into the off-peak seasons. So we don't see any labor challenges because of that, because normally in off-peak season, we have a slow kind of a demand from that perspective.
Okay, very useful. Thank you, Jasbir. Take care.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Deb from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. I had a question regarding working capital. So in our last 2-3 years of numbers, if I see, we have our working capital increased from 29 days to 50 plus days, and now we have again gone back to 37. So if you could give us some color on what could be the sustainable working capital, and because we have high quality customers, so what are the risks to working capital, if any?
So our working capital days generally, you know, as I have been indicating earlier also, that it is basically in the sustainable levels are in the range of 35 to 40. These are the sustainable levels of working capital. But in case the imported component category shifts to India, then definitely this number will change. This number can go down to below 30 also. So, but that is not happening in near term. Maybe in mid term, in 2-3 years time, yes, definitely once that shifting starts, then you don't need to carry that inventories which you normally carry. So those numbers will shift back. So in short term, the sustainability level should be 35 to 40. In mid term, it can go to below 30 levels.
Okay. And sir, one question regarding our tax rate. So as we understand, in FY21, the tax rate would be somewhere around 30%, because our subsidiaries would be at 25 and the standalone would be at 35. Is it a right understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amber Singhania from AMSEC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Just two questions from my side. One, on the manufacturing efficiency side, where do we stand as a country vis-a-vis Chinese manufacturers? I wanted to understand how, despite the increased import duty, how are we placed in terms of Chinese competition in India? And second question is, if you can give some idea about what is our total capacity, what is our utilization, and on the best case basis, what number one can reach in terms of utilization?
So as far as the manufacturing efficiency index is concerned, you know, because the China has a great scale advantage, which they have achieved in last 25 to 30 years. So India is a market of almost 7 million today, vis-a-vis China manufactures about 110 million. So there's a big gap there. And generally, you know, it's a bigger companies which are making good volumes. But in terms of, we have already a protection of 20% in import duties. So components and the finished goods in which a certain scale has achieved, like window air conditioners, have stopped coming from China. Even before custom duty increase, it stopped coming because the scale was there and we were competitive. So we are still competitive in window air conditioner by close to about 7-8%. In outdoor units, India has become competitive. Indoor is one place where we still need to be competitive. In some models, we have achieved that. In some models, we yet to have achieved. So as the scale is moving up, as we will cross 10 million mark from 7, we will be more competitive. And then in 20 million, definitely, we will be at par with Chinese in all terms.
Okay. And in terms of capacity and utilization?
Capacity utilization concerned, so there are two ways to look at it. One is from component side of view and then from finished goods side of view. Finished goods, we generally operate on a yearly basis. If I see, our capacity utilizations are almost about 55% because of the seasonality part. But if you see on the peak season month, of maybe March or April or May, we will be sitting at about 80-85%. But having said that, you know, in capacity expansion in the assembly lines is not a very big capex. So it's a small capex which are required. And you can also run second shifts, which generally is not done in the industry. So whenever required, you can do night shifts also. That is one part. On the capacities of the components, we have different capacities at different components level. Like in electronics, we have 75% capacity utilization. In motors, we are right now running at about 67% capacity utilization. In sheet metal, we are almost about 75-80%. And in
heat exchangers, we will be at about, in the peak months, we will be at about 85%, but in off-peak months, we are about 40-50%. So these are different capacity indexes.
So just wanted to understand on that part that do we need to put any capex per se, as we have done in the past couple of years? Do we continue to need to put capex to this capacity, or we can leverage this capacity and improve our return ratio significantly from here? What are the scope on that?
There are three components in the capex. One is the maintenance capex. We have 15 plants, so you can consider about 2-2.5 crore per plant is the maintenance capex. Then in the R&D and product development is another 25 to 30 crores, which we don't want to slow it down. So these are the two capexes, two components. The third component is the additional new lines or new customers or maybe new component sector or additional capacity expansion in the particular component sector which comes into. So there are many opportunities which are right now coming in, sometimes for the new line of business, like, we were not making indoors earlier. We started indoor only 1.5 ton. Then we got into 2-ton capacities. Then, so those kind of capexes you have to do on a yearly basis as you are progressing forward to make your product basket stronger as compared to others.
Thank you. Amar, we would request you to come back in the queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, as I'm aware, we were working on this inverter controller ODM model. I just want to understand the status on that and how far we are from offering ODM inverter controller to the customers.
So in ODM controller model, we actually did a joint development program with Infineon, which is one of the largest chip manufacturing companies in Germany. And the common R&D resources were pooled on with both the companies, and the product is now ready. We have offered it to some of the customers who have tested it in the reliability, and they are right now, they have given us some initial orders. So we expect now that India, designed in India, made for India, product is ready. And now we have got about 4 customers which have given us orders for inverter PCB boards. Then another 4 more new customers are in pipeline, which will be covered. Because of pandemic, the reliability cycle little bit got extended because of, we could not send some samples and all, but now we have sent it recently, so those reliability will resume. And I expect that by November or December, those new 4 customers will also come. So with 8 new customers, we are seeing this inverter PCB board at least moving forward in next 2-3 years' time, about 500 to 600 crore additional capacity, additional opportunity, apart from what we are doing right now.
Right, sir. That's very interesting. And sir, on PHL, if I heard correctly, you said margins are about 6%. In your assessment, are those kind of trend level margins, or is there a significant scope to get those to more of 8-10% of level?
No, see, PHL has actually used to have 7-8% of margin. Then it fell down because PHL used to export its motors to Middle East. Then Middle East crisis happened. So we quickly shifted to domestic markets, and we produced new development. We did new development for domestic markets, and now back on track. So we are now about 90% of domestic market and 10% exports. Earlier, it used to be 50-50. So the maintainable margins for PICL are in the range of 7-8%, which we will come back by next year. I mean, not this year, of course, is different year, but we have started moving ahead, and I think by next financial year, we should hit that number of 7-8%.
Thank you. Trinity, we would request you to come back in the queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Kumar from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to ask you, in any of the components, is the spares and service market also open for you, and are you addressing it in any fashion?
No, actually, spare and service, I would like to put it this way, that we manufacture very good quality air conditioners, so it's hardly any requirement on the spare side. But yes, generally spare and service is basically controlled by the brands themselves. So it's a profit center for them. There are very small number of motors or heat exchangers which go in the spare market through brands. But that's very, very, very small number. It's not a very big number.
And in case of railways also, would there be any such opportunity of spares? Would you address
railway? We have a very strong business of AMCs, annual maintenance contracts. Railway, we do close to about 25 to 30 crore of business of annual maintenance contracts for all the railway zones all in India. So we have about close to nearly about 450 to 500 people spread across in India on almost each station to service the railways for air conditioners on the roof mounted air conditioners on the railways.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we take the last question from Praveen Ranjan Sahai from Edelweiss. Please go ahead. Praveen, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I have two queries. So, one, in this challenging time, do you expect your debt level to increase from the current level?
Yeah, I think, because we have some customers who have delayed the payments, and we have import obligations to take care. Though our creditors, the suppliers from import side have extended some credit to us, but that will not be sufficient because some letter of credits are to be honored. And as we move on, when we'll be opening up, definitely the debt levels will go up, at least in quarter one and quarter two. But then it will start coming back once the normalcy comes back.
Okay. And the next question related to which you are emphasizing on the R&D spending and the R&D speeding up. So can you give any color on when you are expecting to enter in the compressor business as well?
Well, compressor business right now is not on cards for us. We do keep on evaluating. It has to be completely feasible for us. But we are looking into expanding our horizons on the electronic component side on more motors. Like we were not present into BLDC motors. So we will be setting up a expansion line on BLDC motors. And also on a new range of products where we want to bring in new components categories which we were not into. So... yes, there are a lot of opportunities on the components, but right now on the compressors, we are still evaluating. So currently in a short term, I don't think so we will be entering into compressors.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jasbir Singh for closing comments.
So we believe that business will once again emerge as they were in pre-COVID times, and demand will normalize over a period of time as we move ahead. With the growth opportunities we foresee on the domestic and export front, we believe we are very well positioned to capitalize on the opportunity. Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer to all your queries. In case you require any further details, you may please contact us or our investor relations advisors, Strategic Growth Advisors. Thank you all. Stay safe.
Thank you. On behalf of Amber Enterprises, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.